Do you want to become mentally stronger? If so, I invite you to come and join us at the Mental Strength School, the world's leading mental strength training platform. The school is your one-stop shop to get a cutting-edge, evidence-based, and comprehensive mental strength training all year round. It's going to give you the tools, the insights, and the techniques that you need to rise to your challenges, feel happier, unlock your potential, and ultimately be the best version of yourself. Check out all the details in the show notes or on my website at melieobryan.com/mentalstrengthschool. Hey, I'm Melie O'Brien. I'm the host of the Deep Resilience Podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the right tools, skills, and insights that you need to stay mentally strong, no matter what life is throwing your way right now. I'm here to support you, coach you, and comfort you as you navigate through the hard times of your life. This episode, I'm going to actually do a two-part episode here. And the focus is going to be on a really skillful way of working with loneliness. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, in popular media over the past couple of years, you may have seen this. The media are saying now that we are suffering from a pandemic of loneliness. Now, back in 2015, ran this event called the Mindfulness Summit. 250,000 people practiced together mindfulness for 30 days with some of the world's leading experts and myself as the host. So that was an amazing project with a big audience. And then I also co-founded mindfulness.com starting in 2020. And mindfulness.com has over 1 million downloads at this point. So we're talking about like a lot of audience here. And one of the things that we've done in both of these projects is we've kind of kept a conversation going with our audience and asking them, what are they struggling with? What do they need from us? What is blocking their potential? What, you know, we're always asking them questions about what are some of their biggest challenges, fears, and desires. And one of the things that surprised us in both projects the most was how much people spoke about struggling with loneliness and not really knowing what to do. And this was before the pandemic. So I know a lot of people think that this kind of idea that the world is struggling so much with loneliness right now is kind of like a post-COVID phenomena. But from my personal experience, it's been happening for a lot longer and I think has deeper roots than just the pandemic. And so in my work as a coach as well, I'm a mental strength coach. A lot of the work that I do is coaching groups and also one-on-one at the moment. And I can tell you this is coming up a lot. So I'm well overdue to focus on this theme in the podcast. And I'm going to start with this episode being focused on the first step to working with loneliness. And in the next podcast, I want to break it down to kind of a three-step approach to how you want to work with loneliness. So I first just want to also say that if you are a person that is struggling with loneliness right now, paradoxically, you are not alone. And so right now in this moment, you can connect to a sense of common humanity. It is not just you. There are many, many people around the world who have been struggling with loneliness, including myself, over the last few years, especially. I mean, in the pandemic, it was especially difficult for me. I'm struggling with it a little bit at the moment. I'm not struggling with it, but I'm experiencing it a lot at the moment because my partner's away a lot. And you're not alone. I'm right here with you. Right in this moment, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people from all around the world who are experiencing the same thing. So paradoxically, we are not alone in our loneliness, right? And it's a natural, normal part of being human. So I just want to start off by kind of acknowledging that there are so many reasons and circumstances as to why we experience loneliness. So the one thing that's really important with loneliness is to understand that what it means that we are lonely and how that differs from being alone. Because sometimes people can be alone for very long periods of time and not feel lonely at all. sometimes a person can feel really lonely in a room full of people. Some people experience loneliness as they age and feel isolated from family and friends who are just busier with their lives. They might be around, but they might be just, their lives have gone in different directions. Sometimes we can feel lonely in a relationship because it's not giving us the depth or the sense of true connection we were looking for. So there's so many reasons why we can feel this feeling we call loneliness arise in our lives. But when we do feel lonely, there's this kind of initial response that we have. And that's what I really want to talk about today. And this is what I notice a lot with my clients. When we feel lonely, a common initial response is, of course, to try and escape the feeling. Loneliness is a really uncomfortable feeling. It's not pleasant. And so I have found that what many of us do when we feel lonely is we try to stay distracted or we try to stay busy. And this is actually really mainstream advice. If you're listening to this and you've experienced loneliness, or I had this advice given to me so many times when I went through divorce years ago, and so many people just said, you know, you just got to stay busy. Just keep moving, you know, just work and keep busy. And so this can be really mainstream advice. Just stay distracted, keep scrolling, overwork, stuff your calendar full of things. And look, there's a place for obviously being active in your life. Of course, there's a place for that. And it can be a helpful thing to make sure that you're doing things that fulfill you and give you meaning and getting connection. That's 100% there's a place for this. But if you're staying perpetually distracted and busy as a way of coping with the feeling of loneliness, the thing is that that isn't going to resolve the feeling. And it can, in fact, exacerbate it. Of course, at the other end of the spectrum, people can feel really overwhelmed by the feeling of loneliness and then fall into depression and often withdraw from the world, which also increases the feeling of isolation. So it's this initial moment of contact with the feeling of loneliness that can make all the difference. If we can not just go along with our knee-jerk response to either perpetually distract, in other words, try to escape from the feeling, or to become engulfed by it and overwhelmed by it, then we can set up an entirely new relationship. So we want to change our relationship to the loneliness to a much more helpful and skillful and life-affirming approach. So if we can start by bringing a kind of mindful curiosity to the emotion of loneliness, we can actually start to feel an immediate shift. We start to feel more at peace in our own company, and we can gain some insight about what this emotion may have to teach or show us, and potentially what actions we can take to support ourselves and enrich our lives, right? Now, of course, sitting with difficult emotions is not always easy. That's why we often want to distract from it. It might even feel really uncomfortable initially to turn around and face the loneliness. But the key to dealing with loneliness in a skillful way, in a nourishing way, is to do this, is to take the first step of just relaxing with it, allowing it to be there, and bringing a curious and mindful attention to it in the spirit of finding a more skillful way to work with it. So in some ways, this kind of attending to loneliness, again, paradoxically, can actually give us immediate relief from the feeling. It doesn't always happen, but when we slow down and connect with ourselves and we connect with our feelings and we connect with the present moment, of course, we are going to suddenly feel much more present within ourselves. We're going to feel a deeper connection to ourselves and our lives. So the other part of this more mindful approach is that what we want to do is we want to tease apart being with the feeling and all the mental storylines that go on in our heads about loneliness. So we wanted to start to tease this apart. This is what I find when I work with a lot of clients, that often it's the story in their head that's making them feel lonely and not the circumstances of their lives. So this is a really interesting, isn't it? So somebody can be telling themselves the story, I don't have enough friends, my children aren't calling me enough, my partner's not attentive to me enough. And we can have all of these mental stories about how unfulfilled and how alone and how people aren't there for us. But actually, what I find is when I get clients to actually bring mindfulness to the emotion and they drop the storylines, right? So you just, when you're present, you start to unhook and let go, those storylines fade into the background. What I find is that they often will open up to just this sense of deeper connection with themselves and their lives. And for many people, they'll often find the reality is that they actually are fine and they're actually enjoying the space in their lives. And they realize maybe they'll have the insight, their partner just doing the best that they can. It's not personal. They're a bit busy at work. And I had one client recently who had a whole storyline about how her children weren't connecting enough and that kind of thing. And she just immediately, when she dropped in and just felt into the loneliness and dropped the story, she felt a deeper connection to herself. And then she also realized one of her honest insights was that she hadn't been reaching out to them either. So she just said, oh, it's me wanting more connection. So she just had the insight, I'll just reach out and see if that's possible. So there's a lot of power in teasing apart the stories that the mind is making up about what's happening versus the genuine and authentic human need that we have for connection, which is very real. So this is not all just about getting rid of unhelpful storylines in the mind. This is about real, honest, and authentic checking in with ourselves. Okay, step one, bring mindful, curious awareness to the emotion, let go of the storylines. But from there, we really are opening up this space to investigate the emotion mindfully. Okay, and we can begin to understand it more fully. We can see that loneliness, far from being an enemy, it's actually an ally. It's a feeling arising within us that may be signposting important things about our need for connection or more meaningful connection in our lives. So from there, you know, we can listen to the emotion and we might have insight like that client did about what storylines were there, but we also might have insight into what kind of life-affirming actions that we might need to take to enrich our lives, such as reaching out to friends and loved ones, to schedule quality time, joining a community group, volunteering, maybe having a chat with someone close to you and saying, hey, you know, really feeling like this is missing from our relationship, or would you be willing to come with me to talk to a therapist? Or there might be other helpful changes that you can do, some more empowered actions that you can take to meet your needs as an act of kindness and care towards yourself. So this is what I find people get caught up with in the beginning with feeling loneliness. So instead of the offering here, the invitation here is to lean in and listen to the emotion instead of running away or becoming engulfed by it. So by changing your relationship with a loneliness, by meeting your loneliness with a mindful and curious awareness, by listening to it and relaxing with it, allowing it to be there, you can find more ease, calm, and inner strength even as you're experiencing loneliness. So if this is something that you know you are working with at the moment in your life, dealing with loneliness, then I really want to encourage you as a first step here to bring this mindful and curious awareness to the loneliness. And if loneliness is not something that you're struggling with at the moment, and I'm thinking about one of my best friends who has 3 kids and a business and like no personal space at all, and she would be listening to this podcast going, yeah, loneliness is not my problem, Melly. So I get that. So what I would offer for those of you who are not experiencing loneliness, you probably are experiencing other somewhat challenging emotions in your life. So choose one of those challenging emotions and apply the same principle. Instead of trying to get rid of it, numb it, push it away, or perpetually distract from it, see if you can experiment with leaning into that emotion, letting go of the storylines in the mind, and just tuning into what that emotion may have to teach or show you about your life and what empowering actions you might be able to take in response. Wishing you a wonderful week of practice. I'm always here practicing alongside you, and may this practice be a source of goodness and resilience and light in your life. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free deep resilience care package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.